Previously on Do or Dice.
You know what? You two have fun. I have an errand of my own to run, and I'm going to head off toward that address.
No? He wants to drink with you, but he wants to get tossed back into slavery even more. Because it's definitely a trap.
It is definitely a trap.
Everyone is walking back towards Lush. She goes back to Lush. The moment Bridget gets back in, she's going to leave Goshen, but she's going to give you a little kiss on your cheek and go back up to Fitz and kind of go back to working.
Out of character, I agree with Trent. In character, I don't know if I'm sober enough to want to insight check her.
That's completely up to you.
Like, I need Trent's character to pull
can
me
I,
out of this.
Actually, can I insight her? Because I established that I don't trust her. Except, okay, so I'm going to insight her when I see her kiss him.
It looks like it is genuine that she, for some unknown reason, cares about Goshen.
It's a bit harsh, but,
Yeah, pretty much.
For some reason,
this is Monkey Man. Who knows? She might be part
monster.
Of the cult. God only knows.
This is weird.
And she's going to go back to just dealing with, you know, customers. Going back to work. What is the party doing?
I'm going to go up to the bar and say, listen, you, what are your bloody rooms like? We need five.
And then I'm going to follow directly so he doesn't get stabbed by the crazy gnome behind the bar.
Excuse me.
But I'm going to let it play out.
What the bloody fuck?
I'm tired of this nonsense running around. What are your rooms like? We need five.
Do you need any special accommodation or just a basic fucking room, bitch?
I want a nice room with a nice bed.
Do you need accompaniment?
No, I just want a bed.
Five silver a bed for just basics.
Brilliant, I'm going there. Where is it? Tell me.
Hold on. She's only going to go to the side and just like, going to go to the side to start like going through a binder full of pages and kind of getting keys off the side bench. Five separate rooms.
Yes, please.
She's going to look up at Helen. Separate.
I'm going to give him 50 gold out of the 300 that I have. I want accompaniment. I'd like to have that new water genasi Bridget, if that's possible.
I have got the madam
if I need
about
to,
that
I'll
one.
Double it. Fuck you, Goshen.
She hasn't, for lack of a better term of phrase, she hasn't really signed up for that service yet, but let me talk to madam and see what I can do. As I said, let me see what I can do, but basics is 5 silver a piece. So, by 5, 25 silver, so 2 gold, you're paying 30?
Oh. I'll give him the 3 gold to cover the rooms and just say, keep the extra. And then say, you know, I'll offer 50 to have Bridget as my...
Madam, and here's your keys. That's a third floor.
I'm going to take my key and just stomp off up to the stairs.
This is probably the most coherent I have seen Bo in the entire campaign.
He needs it to be.
It's because I've got 20 minutes and I'm really driven to do something before the end of this is up because I'm going to forget otherwise. Let me get in my room.
Bo has laid 5 keys on the table. Bo has grabbed his, Helen's in front of his, and there's 3 others for Jensen, Goshen, and Ordok.
I'm going to grab mine and go into the room and pass out.
So it is 3 floors up It's kind of obvious kind of where it is. It, you know, the numbers are on the keys, can tell you where you're going. But let's cut the bow as he enters his room.
I'm going to shut the door behind me and just sigh. And then I'm going to look at the mattress. I'm going to take out my cat's claw. I'm going to tear the fuck out of it and rip all the springs out of the mattress.
As you do.
And then I'm going to use the loot wire to strap them to my feet. The loot strings.
That's amazing. Prototype spring heeled shoes.
Fucking bait and switch right there. I just want to go to bed. I'm making spring shoes.
Okay.
This is interesting.
So these are nice beds. I mean, they do probably have some kind of dwarven springs for, you know, easy sleeping. So, making spring shoes there, Bo?
Yeah, then I'm just going to pass out on the floor in my spring shoes when they're done.
Go ahead.
With like a contented smile on my face.
Roll me an investigation.
Okay.
I'm going to figure this out. Oh, no, intelligence. Give me an intelligence check.
Just flat intelligence.
Yeah, sounded, yeah.
17. 15 plus 2.
So yeah, after about maybe 3 hours of fiddling with shit, you come up with a damn good prototype of a spring shoe. Using the wires from the loot, the springs from the bed, maybe a couple of strips of fabric just to make it all look kind of clean. But you're bouncing a little bit. You think this could be improved upon. It's having a few issues here and there, but it has promise.
How would it be improved upon?
You got to talk to a blacksmith about that shit.
Okay.
We're going to cut back to the rest of the group. Ordoc grabbed his key. Are you going to your room?
Yeah, I'm going to go to my room, realizing after we had like that quick chat in the street, realizing that I am a little bit past my limit. So I'm going to go to my room, shut the door, lock it, put my hammer on the ground and like pin the handle up against the door, and then just pass out.
Wise.
Nice.
I'm going to grab my key and then I'm going to grab Goshen's key. And I'm walking to Goshen and I'm going to hand him his key and be like, good luck, and I wink at him.
Thank you. And yeah, I guess if everyone else is heading up to the rooms, I have no reason why I wouldn't. So
you're heading up to the rooms by yourself.
I give Bridget a wink or nod or whatever.
Throw me a flat d20.
Okay.
Just as a luck check, for lack of a better word.
5.
She's just going to look at you and just smile and then turn her back and go about waiting on tables.
That's fine. I was just letting her know where I was heading.
Helen. After maybe about 20, 30 minutes, you kind of see Fitz running up and down, you know, doing the bar stuff, pouring drinks, putting them out for servers and people at the bar.
Sorry, boy, but, Madam says that she's not currently available. It is her wish that she is not available. You know, Madam, she's not going to push against someone who's not quite ready for accompaniment.
No means no, Helen.
Now, if you want, we can. We have another genasi.
It was
fire, but not quite water. But we also have. He's gonna wink. Gnomes. I know how you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not fun when somebody just decides something for you. Is it?
All right. No, I'm just going to, like, since I wasn't drinking or anything, I'm just going to kind of hang out at the bar and just kind of, you know, confide into Fitz as I normally do and explain that, you know, Bridget was only going to be a revenge fuck because of how much I dislike Goshen right now. And if there's anything that we could do within the rules and regulations of Lush to really fuck with him to kind of get back at, the bar, by the way. At him. For...
No, Helen. You know how much of this. She is all above board. Once, yeses, no, she respects it all. In accordance with the king's will. Now, you might hate the monkey man. I'm not gonna lie, it looks a little weird. But that tail has promise. If I do say so myself. But two genasses, who am I to come between such a rare occurrence? Bridget is one of two we've had in the past, say, 5 years? I mean, fuck, I've never even seen a fucking Earth Genasi this far north of the border. You know how that fucking Sultan is in the south? They don't often let those leave their borders. I mean, do you not?
Yeah, I've traveled into that.
I wouldn't want to. True.
It depends on
but
where and why you're going.
You know the Sultan of the south. Fucking Rashasha will not let anyone leave the southern borders. It's very rare. I'm surprised we even have three in this establishment.
Tiger demons.
Out of game, Rashasha, are they like the tiger dude?
Yeah.
They got a reputation for cruelty and nastiness. If you kill them, they come back and kill your whole family.
That's pretty much true of all demons, though.
That's true.
People don't like to touch on that for some reason.
No, all Rashashas in the south are of nobility, so there's a chance that you probably would not have any connection with any of them. I mean, the fact that one is a sultan, that alone, any other Rashashas in the south are probably like first or second tier nobility.
John.
Yes, sir.
Are Rakshasas just considered a race, or do people know they're demons, or what?
That they're demons is more of a rumor than anything. It has yet to be proven by any church, but then again, no churches exist in the south. So as far as people are concerned, Rakshasa is just a race.
It's just like another exotic race, like Tabaxi or...
Exactly. Okay. People just view Rakshasa as maybe a weird buff Tabaxi.
Okay. With their heads all backwards.
Weird. Yeah, weird. That's kind of the weird part.
I like that.
I'm going to kind of look at Jensen and... before you guys started fucking around and I had to run all over the fucking city to chase you, there was an issue over near Bolin's house. Or Bolin's shop, rather. Someone was flayed open. And the guards say that was damn near surgical. So, it was pretty close to Bolin. And there, when I... The reason I bring it up is because of the orcs' surgery and everything that was going on. So I was going to come look into it, but
hey.
You guys had to fuck everything up. I think that might need to be addressed.
It's like a serial killer?
Well, they alluded to a few bodies being found, but I don't know if it was... In the same fashion, but there was at least three from the conversation that I had with the guards, if not more. But it was in the Arcane District, so I don't know how much we're gonna get into it, but it was just really close to Bulin's shop. And that's what worried me.
Why does that worry you? Yeah, but like
Bulin's our friend, asshole.
He could take care of himself.
That's why. And with the arrival, well,
it's about you.
I get want it. My shit. But also with the arrival of these heroes, or whatever. Yeah, I don't. The more I deal with them, the more I believe they're just bumbling idiots that were in the right place at the wrong time. Well, I don't see how someone could get their arms blown off and it be on like. The whole reason they're here.
Also true.
Dumb. Anyway, it's something that we might need to just take a look at since these idiots' lives are inexplicably tied to ours. So.
I don't get it.
Just a thought.
Are they being targeted by the serial killer?
Okay, thanks for the input. I don't know that there's a serial killer, Jensen. I said that we
might. I'm going to drink until I pass out.
It's you have a good night. Good night.
So Fitz is there. And he's going to lean in towards Helen.
What did you hear?
I relay the story back to him of, you know, the bodies and the, you know, what we've kind of, because I'm sure I've kept him in the loop over, if not, you know, tell him basically the last 2 days what's going on.
The second in command, basically, of Madam's infrastructure in Lush. So he's a little more probably clued in than you probably realize to some degree.
No.
Right.
Side note. Who did Dagger say was going to be walking on the orc? Originally.
Yeah, the tiefling, was it? I don't honestly remember.
Didn't you say that a tiefling was found not far from Bolin's shop?
Oh, shit. Yeah, now I put that together.
Who did the operation on the orc?
It was an elf woman.
Elf woman. Wait.
Shit! What was her name?
Elf or half elf?
Half elf.
If it was an operation, it was Elray.
Elray, yeah. And she knew him, too.
Wait, she knew the half orc.
Yeah.
Does Dagger know this?
No.
Wait!
I don't know. Wait, did she kill the tiefling doctor?
Why would she kill the tiefling doctor?
Well, I mean, if she figured out that the orc was going to be having surgery and they knew each other, and she probably, but there's something going.
But the tiefling, I mean, Kelbecca, she was good. Why would Ellery kill Kelbecca?
I'll be back. Done. I'm gonna go talk to the orc.
Frederick, my drink's out. Can I get another?
I got you, bro. I got you, fam. Here. Oh, the drink. How drunk are you?
I don't usually talk like that, but okay.
I'm gonna give him another 10 gold just to cover Jensen for the night.
You realize this doesn't even break into what you already owe me.
Shut up. I thought we paid him.
Did you not pay him? I thought we paid him.
You did.
It doesn't even. I mean,
you. But we paid you something.
You guys are here every fucking night. seven to twenty drinks. It varies. I mean, yeah, give or take. But you know how big a
you
fucking
know
tab.
I never.
You have a
for
binder for your tab.
Okay, but you also realize that we bring in a lot of business too.
And we pay and sometimes.
So does Githar and Norman. But, I mean,
well, fuck those guys.
Really? You're going to bring those names up to me? Really, Fitz? After what happened last week?
Are they here? I'll punch them. I'll punch them right now.
Are they? I will go toe-to-toe with that motherfucker for what he said about my mom. He doesn't even know her. All right?
I don't even know her. As far as I know, they're 5 feet fucking deep undercover in God knows what district, laying the groundwork for another safe house in fucking Hillcrest of all fucking places.
I'll blow it.
Next time you see those assholes, you tell them that there's an arrow waiting to go right up their ass.
You can fucking tell them yourself next time I see them, but they've been a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks, working on getting a safe house in fucking Hillcrest of all places.
I'll blow their cover. Wow. I'll blow them. I swear to God, I'll blow them. Wait, no. Don't. God. Fred, don't you dare spread that. I swear to God. If I start hearing things, I know where to come back to.
See if you remember this in the morning.
I'm not going to remember anything in the morning. Pour me another drink.
I know.
And he'll slide you another one. He'll look back towards Helen.
What happened in the Arcane District? Spill it out from me.
I need to talk. I have something for Dagger anyway. I need to go talk to Dagger.
He's not here. He's back at headquarters as far as I know. Should I send a raven?
Yes. Send for him. Tell him it's important. He needs to get here now.
Fuck. All right.
He's kind of going to motion, and he's throwing a weird, like, hand symbol. Like Spider-Man flipping some web or, you know, piece in metal.
Bring Dagger.
He's going to nod and take off out the door. The three-quarter orcs are going to hold back the line again as this guy's going to book it out.
Shall I prepare the fourth floor for you?
Yeah, do that. Okay. I need to go see an orc about some information.
325 is where the orc is. I'll have Dagger meet you in the booth. You know which one.
I'm going to head upstairs.
Oh, never win my money back now. What seems to be the trouble, friend? I lost my lucky dice gambling, and now I don't have anything to play with. Ah, a predicament. Though fear not, I know exactly where you can get some quality dice for cheap. You do? Yes, Easy Roller Dice has a shop set up down in Ironclad. With deals like 100 six-sided dice for $22.95 USD, you'll never run out of dice again. Wow, that's incredible. You're really smart, mister. You may look like a handsome monkey, but you smell like a man. Well, thank you. Just for that, make sure to use the code DDP15 to save an additional 15% on your order. Run along now, my unfortunate friend.
Huh? Goshen, come on. It's time to get up. We've got things to do today.
I just had the strangest dream.
To the people of Agmenesta, hear me. I have been advised by the Holy Order of Thaum that new adventuring gear is available to all who may be in need. Wormwood Gaming, founded by a small troop of artisans, has released a series of gaming towers, trays, vaults, and other accessories to ensure that your roles stay true and any equipment secure from Fae or any other dark influences that stalk the night. If you decide to take up the cause, use the code DOERDICE at checkout to gain free shipping anywhere within the United States.
Hey guys, it's John, your friendly neighborhood dungeon master. I just want to take a moment real quick and talk to you guys about Fantasy Grounds. They are a fantastic program you can use on your computer to game with those friends you have that might not be as close as you prefer. If you and your friends can't sit around a table together, Fantasy Grounds is by far the best alternative to it. The day a module for Dungeons & Dragons drops in your friendly local gaming store, it drops on Fantasy Grounds. And the ease to add your own content is a breeze. Thanks for listening, guys. Now back to the show.
Okay, so, Helen, what are you going to do?
I'm going to talk to the dirty fucking orc. I'm going to go talk to Ordok.
So he's... Fitz is going to say to you, what room are you in? You know he's on the third floor. He's kind of just going to motion what room. He's going to... You're pretty much going to go up. As you kind of go up the staircase towards the front entrance, kind of where you are, there is a great view of the front stage, just what's going on up there. This tiefling is fucking nailing it. The crowd around him is ridiculous. You can see there's a surprising amount of undergarments, male and female, on stage. It's weird, because there's a lot, given the amount of the crowd that's there. Maybe some people were double wearing it. You're not quite 100% sure. But you get up to the third floor, get up to towards Ordok's room, right outside.
I'm going to pound on it hard. I'm going to pound on the door very, very angrily. There you go.
And Ordok?
How long has it been?
So you went upstairs probably about half an hour or so.
I'm probably passed out because I don't really drink that much.
If he doesn't answer after like a minute, I'm gonna stick a stick one of my arrows inside the keyhole, turn it into a bursting arrow, and kind of blow the door.
So, the funny thing about Lush is you don't know which of the bishops, but one of them happens to be a magic user.
Right.
You don't know whether it's cloak, dust, debt, coin, or hood. Like, it could be Madam for all you know. But one of them has enchanted all of the doors, so even though you stick a blasting arrow in, the door does not give way.
Wait, would I know that before I do it, then?
Probably not.
Okay. Then I'm just going to keep just banging on the door.
Ordok, give me a constitution saving throw.
That is a 15.
So you hear this last little ding, 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 and you're awake enough not to throw up, but awake enough to answer the door.
Okay. I'll get out and sort of pull the hammer back, open the door and be like, what? Ugh.
And I kind of just walk in. Who is El Rey?
The doctor who cut my leg.
Yeah, how do you know her?
I'll sort of stiffen up. Why do you ask?
Because she murdered the doctor that works for the syndicate. For some reason, to get to you. And we need to figure out why. Because she filleted open a tiefling surgeon just to come do your operation. And there's been at least three other bodies in the same fashion.
So clearly it wasn't to get to me if other people have been murdered, so I doubt your accusation is accurate.
Why else would she do it?
I don't think she's done anything.
Well, if you think about it, she came into the room without saying anything like, oh, hey, I was called because the other doctor didn't show up. She showed up knowingly there to do a job and expected everything. Then she played it off like everything was fine. Didn't mention anything else about the other doctor. And then left.
So you're saying your organization found a doctor. She came and did the work. And then she left. That sounds right.
But how... How would my organization have known that the other doctor was murdered?
Does your organization only have one doctor?
Does my organization only... No.
Maybe she was just available.
Maybe.
Good night, Helen. You can leave now.
Either way, we need to talk to her.
So you come to me? Your organization found her in the first place.
Well, I'm dealing with that. You were the more immediate way of getting information.
I used to live in Ironclad. I knew her when I lived here. I haven't lived here in a long time.
How long ago?
About a decade.
So you have no indication of where...
what kind of organization do you work for? You literally found her.
Again, you're just the more... the easiest way of getting knowledge. I have my organization working on it. But okay, good night.
Idiot. Close the door.
Outside, as you kind of close the door back to Ordok's room, I'm assuming Ordok's going to put the hammer back in place.
Yeah, I'm definitely putting the hammer back in place.
A small... No. A very thin, lithe the backseat is going to come up to Helen, kind of drape a hand over your shoulder and hold out a dagger towards the door.
He's here for you.
I figured.
Also, I'll be waiting in your room.
Oh. I kind of like look her up and down, like kind of spin her with, like grab her shoulder and spin her around. No, have him send someone else and walk away.
Oh. Damn. Oh, fuck.
And then head to the booth.
So the normal meeting place is fourth floor central area that Madam has kind of procured for guild business. And as you get up there, you'll see that there are, again, two guards on either side, and as they see you, they're going to kind of walk a little bit away and kind of motion towards you. He's waiting for you.
Okay, thanks. And I'll walk up and, you know, sit down.
Helen! What can I do for you this evening?
The first thing I'm going to do is pull out the vial of orc blood that I took from when he was in the surgery from Ordos. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it to him.
Excellent.
There's that.
Very nice. I assume he was completely out when you grabbed this?
Yeah. So I got this when we knocked him out for the surgery.
Excellent. Thank you for this. I assume the surgery went well?
Yeah. Yep. It's all good. He's completely in our debt.
Excellent. Did both of you fight him with any armor, or should we send something over?
He has something.
Good. Where is he now? Here or at Haven?
They're all here.
Shall we make that a permanent addition? Or...
Yeah, we should probably send for their stuff. Just because they're in the merchant district on the other side of town, so...
Bloody hell! Well, I guess that makes sense given where they were coming from. But, I'll send someone pick up the items and... You had a writ from the Viceroy, am I correct?
Yes, yeah. It should still be at the end.
I'll cash that in as well and make sure that is all on the up and up. And, excellent. Do you have... Is that all you sent for me for?
Well, the tiefling surgeon sent to do the surgery is dead.
What?
According to the guards, killed with surgical precision, cut open in an alley, along with a few other bodies around the Arcane District.
Are you sure it was our tiefling that was surgically dismembered?
It was near Boland's shop, and the surgeon never showed up to do the surgery.
Then who was there?
A half-elf named El Rey. She knew the orc from when he used to live here, I guess. But she walked in without saying anything about the other surgeon not showing up. And then later on that evening, the surgeon turns up dead.
Did you know about that last part?
About what?
Elroy showing up to see Ordok at Haven?
No, he said the other, the tiefling showed up dead.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Who did Boland send for?
I had thought it was the... Wait, did he tell me? I thought we talked about a tiefling doing the surgery, though.
You do a dagger.
Right. Okay, so yeah, I would just assume that it was the the person that we, or the tiefling that we talked about, but I don't know who Bolin sent for specifically.
I must talk to him, find out exactly what. You said three bodies have been discovered?
From the short conversation I had with a guard. Oh, by the way, there was some interference needed to be run with a city guard who ended up without a limb and might have been dead. But it was.
Is that the Arcane District?
Yes.
You bloody idiot!
I had to. He gave me no choice. I was attacked.
I heard that three guards were assaulted via incognito by an idiot and a child.
No, that's not what happened at all. I was attacked.
I'm gonna roll an insight check on you.
You can. I was verbally attacked. I didn't say physically.
Oh shit! Crit 20. Natural fucking 20.
I was attacked though, verbally. So I was attacked.
How were you attacked?
That's neither here nor there.
No, you bloody bastard. How were you attacked?
He made fun of the little guy, and I felt protective, and so I shot him.
Bullshit! What did you do?
I shot him with an arrow and blew his arm off. Because...
Why?
He was racist, and he made fun of us. So I killed him.
What did he say?
I'm pretty sure. I honestly can't remember. I think he just called me a bastard. And so I killed him.
I'll take care of it.
Or actually, I think he just called me rude. I ran away. And he just called me rude. And so I killed him. I need counseling, I think.
As far as I know... He's dead.
Oh, yeah, it blew his arm off.
Yeah, so are two other gods.
I didn't kill them.
What fucking arrow did you use?
Oh, okay, I might have killed them.
Son of a bitch, Helen!
My bad.
You can't kill city gods.
Well, you'll take care of it, right?
There's only so much Cindy can do. Outside of its district. This is what, in the arcane?
Yeah, but I was attacked, so...
Verbally, from what you said, you fucking bastard?
Yeah, it still counts.
No, it doesn't!
Either way, what are we gonna do? I mean, I'm no detective, but it seems...
No shit! I'll take care of the guards. It might come out of it's gonna come out of your pay. I can go out to pay some fucking flowers to the funerals. What?
That's fine. I'll cover the charge. But I think
no shit, you'll cover the charges.
We need to talk to Boomer.
What? Called. You talked to Bolin. There's no reason for me to get involved in this at all.
Well, I was keeping you in the loop.
Yeah, keep me in the fucking loop.
Okay.
Send me a raven every once in a while. Send me a runner.
Okay. Is there anything else that you need while we're here?
You all are staying here. Have you killed this with Fitz with Madam?
Yes, it's all taken care of.
Good, good. Anything else I should know about?
I don't think so.
How are the three heroes?
The heroes is a stretch of the imagination.
I heard there were some incidents in the Narrows earlier... Well, okay. Late last night, early this morning?
Yeah. But it
was...
We were attacked.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. We walked through the Narrows. We were attacked. By a
because
gang.
You walked through the bloody Narrows!
We had to. The other routes were... You know, I don't have to explain... Actually, I do have to explain myself.
You do!
Um, I feel like the mood that you're in isn't conducive to a good conversation between
It's 11:30 at night and you called for me. I was in my bed with three women, you bastard!
I gave you the blood, like you wanted. It's a little glass vial of blood. I jump on rooftops. I didn't want it to get broken. I'm sorry. Okay. Now, I will talk to Bulin. I will keep you in the loop. I just thought you should know.
Thank you. Now, is the little one, the monkey man, and the indebted half-mechanical man indebted to us?
Yes. Everything's good.
Good. How far up did the enhancement go?
Up to the thigh. The mid-thigh.
Good. Bloody hell, that's 2,000 gold. Good, that's at least a couple of jobs. Free labor, I can't turn down free labor.
We need to watch the blue one, though. He's kind of a cunt.
What did the monkey man do?
It's hard to explain. He's being a belligerent asshole. And so we need to watch him. Otherwise, everything's fine.
Don't worry, I have eyes on him.
Oh. Got it.
Okay. What does that mean, Helen?
No. No, it's not. It's Bridget.
You just like...
I don't know. Who knows? Who knows?
Oh, God damn it. Helen, I told him we weren't slavers. God damn it. Make sure we're not slavers.
I'm evil, and I've changed my mind just because he's being... I don't like his character anymore. I'll be a slaver. Fuck it. That was my business in the South. I was selling people.
Oh, snap!
Oh, no!
Okay, cut back to, conversation with Dagger.
Keep an eye on them. Send me word when you talk to Bulin. Grab any mage in a turquoise robe. Just, three out of four, they work for me. Or work for us, rather.
And if they don't?
Be a run. Then... ask them this. How high does the pigeon fly? If they say as high as they fly, they work for us. Otherwise, they don't and ignore them. Just walk away. If they answer as they should, they're one of my runners. Or rather, one of our runners. They work for the king. They are, let's say, indebted to him via student loans, as the capitalist economy calls for it.
All right, sounds good. Okay, so I'm gonna go and that is probably it, I think. I'm not gonna. I'll talk to Boo. I have to go see Boolin tomorrow anyway to get my arrows.
Now, Helen!
Yeah.
Make sure they stay here. I will send a runner to grab their gear. Is there anything else you need?
I don't believe so.
Good. Then. Have a drink on me. Let Fitz know that the raven flies to the west.
Okay, I'm gonna go downstairs. I'm gonna tell Fitz that Dagger is paying for our entire tab, and that the raven flies to the west.
No, bloody no! That just means that the drinks for the evening are covered.
Damn it.
So you fucking bastard, trying to one over on me.
Is anyone else doing anything? Oh wait, I am sorry. It is well after two. Helen has accompaniment. Orduk has a hammer in front of a door. Bo is working on some fucking well, not this time.
It's true and Bo, a euphemism.
Bo has spring shoes, you fucking bastard. Happy birthday. Jensen, what are you fucking up to?
Oh, I passed out at the bar from drinking.
As per usual, I'm assuming.
Yeah,
it happens. You're gonna find yourself randomly with visions of people walking you to a room and just laying you down. Every time you wake up, you're gonna see that there is does happen to be a bottle of some kind of liquor beside you.
Nice, I drink it. I drink it all.
Oh dear God.
It's gonna be a good morning.
It's probably 4 in the morning, so you can recover.
Mm-hmm. Now, Goshen, are you in your room?
Yeah.
Do the rest of us need to kill our recordings and walk away for this?
No. You're fine,
real but... sexy.
You're gonna hear a soft knock, probably around maybe 3-4 in the morning.
Okay. Who is there?
It's Bridget.
I'll open the door.
I heard you were staying here for the night. I figured this was easier than.
And she's kind of just gonna put her foot against her other one and kind of just look down to the side.
Easier than bringing you back to my place.
Tell me about it. That turned into a whole thing. Yep.
It did.
Please, come in.
And she's gonna shut the door behind her.
Perfect.
We can only assume what has happened.
No, we're not gonna assume.
Oh, no. We're assuming shit. No, we don't want to have this awkwardness.
True enough.
It's not awkward for me.
We're just gonna have one thing. Goshen, roll me a flat d20.
Oh, Jesus. These have not been good tonight.
They just have a really nice conversation.
13.
Hey, it's above a 10.
It's above a 10.
So
there's
not that...
anything above a 10, let me tell you.
Oh!
So you guys have a lovely conversation in your room about the Southern Kings.
Yes.
We talk about like meadows and flowers.
It's great.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you want to keep up on everything Do or Dice, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Do or Dice Podcast, or join us in our Discord. You can find all of our show notes, character sheets, and player bios on doordicepodcast.com. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe, and please leave a review. We appreciate all of them. See you next week. Same dice time, same dice channel.
Hello friends, it's Trent here, and I just wanted to take a second out of this episode to thank some of the folks that we don't thank enough. If you didn't already know, our group has had a Patreon for a while, and this fund severely helps us produce the show that you are listening to right now. Be it equipment upgrades to make us sound better, or paying for the hosting fees to keep the content coming, this show is made possible directly from the support of our patrons, and for that, we want to thank them. Our show will always be free, but the wonderful people on Patreon go that extra mile to make sure that the content is top-notch for everyone, and we really appreciate that. We did recently revamp our Patreon tiers so that they provided more value to our patrons, and with that, we are inviting everybody to come check out the page and see what we have to offer. From monthly bonus content and discounts on our merch store, to handwritten canon adventure guides, to even becoming an NPC in our actual game, there's a lot to experience through Patreon, and if you are interested, the link is down in the description below, as well as on our website and social media. Once again, we just want to say a special thank you to those who are patrons, and to the rest of you for being a part of our community. So with that, sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy the rest of the episode.